This is VOA News. By remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden has proposed to Russia a 5-year extension of a nuclear arms treaty that is otherwise set to expire in February. Biden proposed the extension even as he asked the intelligence community to look closely into Russia's cyber attacks, its alleged interference into the 2020 election, and other actions, Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters. Russia has said for some time that it would welcome an extension of the New START treaty, which limits the number of U.S. and Russian strategic nuclear weapons. The Trump administration made a late bid to extend the treaty, but its conditions were rejected by Russia. U.S. President Joe Biden moved swiftly to coordinate a federal effort to fight the COVID-19 pandemic Thursday, his first full day in office, with steps to expand testing and vaccinations and increase mask wearing. At a White House event, President Biden said the rollout of the vaccine has been a, quote, dismal failure so far, end quote. Executive orders signed by President Biden Thursday will establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the top U.S. infectious disease expert, said Thursday that based on recent 7-day averages, coronavirus infections may be about to hit a plateau in the United States. COVID-19 has spiraled out of control for months in the U.S., even with a massive vaccination campaign underway. More than 400,000 people have died in the hardest-hit country. At a White House news briefing, Dr. Fauci also said coronavirus vaccines can be modified to account for new variants of the virus, and that while the South African variant is concerning, it does not appear to be in the United States. This is VOA News.